the bidding escalated in the battle for Sky, Britain's premier subscription TV broadcaster. A day after 21st Century Fox submitted a proposal that valued Sky at £24.5 billion, that's $32.5 billion, Comcast upped its offer to £26 billion. Fox is bidding for the 61% of shares in Sky it doesn't already own in order to sell the lot to Disney, along with Fox's other entertainment assets. Comcast has muddied the waters with a rival offer for Fox's assets.
After a stern dressing down from Donald Trump, Pfizer said it would reverse the recent price rises it introduced on about 40 drugs and wait for the president's plan to reduce the cost of medicines. The company also reorganized itself along three business lines: innovative medicines, established brands, and consumer healthcare.
Norwegian, a low-cost airline that wants to disrupt the market for transatlantic travel, made a net profit of 296 million Norwegian kroner, that's $37 million, in the second quarter, confounding analysts' forecasts that it would report a big loss. The carrier's sales rose by 32% compared with the same 3 months last year.
After completing the first leg of a fundraising round, Juul, which dominates the e-cigarette market in America, was valued at $15 billion. That is half the market capitalization of Imperial Brands, which counts Golden Virginia Tobacco among its assets and makes Juul one of America's most valuable startups. Once promoted as an aid to quit smoking, vaping has become trendy. Juul's sales have risen by 800% over the past year.
Britain's Information Commissioner handed Facebook a £500,000, that's $660,000 fine, for failing to protect users and for a lack of transparency over the data obtained via the social network by Cambridge Analytica, a political consulting firm. It was the biggest penalty allowed under British data protection laws. The regulator also slapped a fine on an advice site for new parents, which shared personal data with the Labour Party.
Starbucks announced that it will phase out disposable plastic straws by 2020, the biggest development so far in a campaign to ban single-use plastic utensils in the fast food industry. The coffee chain is also trying to reduce the number of disposable cups, 6 billion, it issues to the chai latte sipping classes each year.